Thank you and good morning. The CHP and Eureka Police are investigating a suspected hit-and-run vehicle versus pedestrian collision near the Slough Bridge on Highway 101 that left a 21-year-old man with severe head injuries. Jordan Christmas has the details.
Thursday morning, the California Highway Patrol responded to Highway 101 and found a 21-year-old man who was lying unresponsive with life-threatening injuries. At just past midnight, the Highway Patrol responded north of the Eureka Slough Bridge and found the victim on the left shoulder of the road with a major head injury. There were no other vehicles or witnesses on scene, and the victim was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The CHP and the Eureka Police Department are working together in the investigation, although it's unclear how the victim sustained his injuries.
Thank you, Jordan. In addition to that incident, CHP Public Information Officer Cy May reports that winter weather has had serious impacts on driving conditions on local roads and highways. May reports that since Monday, CHP officers have responded to 18 traffic collisions, including 5 minor to moderate injury collisions, and arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI. They have also assisted dozens of drivers who have run into trouble on weather-impacted roadways. The cold snap is expected to lift tonight, but the reason is a forecasted atmospheric river that could bring anywhere from 5 to 15 inches of rain to areas across the region. That will lead to localized flooding, flooded roadways, and the possibility of additional rock and mud slides. With heavy rain forecasted through the weekend and into next week, PG&E repair crews have been battling heavy snow and downed power lines in an effort to restore power to customers in the eastern part of the county. Spokesperson Deanna Contreras said in a press release that about 2,000 customers in Hoopa and Willow Creek had power restored yesterday afternoon, but that another 400 customers in Orleans are still in the dark and should have power restored sometime today. Winter weather brought down 9 transmission lines in the eastern part of the county, and that same weather has hampered efforts to reach the damaged equipment. At one point, as many as 4,000 residents were left in the dark, and more than 20 work crews have been assigned to make repairs. The Humboldt County Office of Education is hosting a 2-day STEAM Fair, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, at its conference center in Eureka and at Arcata High. There will be an arts summit at Arcata High today focused on how to bring creative education to rural schools, along with a makers fair at the Office of Education all day Saturday. And the conference includes 2 keynote speakers, displays, and educational materials. Traffic in Cutton will be affected on Monday morning as County Public Works constructs a new traffic signal at the intersection of Walnut Drive and Fern Street. Shoulder closures and lane closures with one-way controlled traffic will be in effect throughout the life of the project until it's completed. The work is scheduled to begin Monday morning, but that's with the caveat, weather permitting, and with a major rainstorm in the forecast, that work could be delayed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that a resident deputy had been assigned to Oryk, one of the underserved areas of the county that needs a more visible law enforcement presence. The sheriff's office has openings for resident deputies in Bridgeville and Shelter Cove as well, and Undersheriff Bill Hansel said on Talk Shop that the hope is by the end of the year, the sheriff's office will be up to full staffing. Hansel said that resident deputies who work in those small rural communities can be a valuable resource, and not just for law enforcement purposes.
This is the community policing model that we all want to get back to, is having deputies be involved in the communities and be approachable and to dealing with some of these issues, whether they're minor or major issues. It's important that they are there and that they can deal with these.
The geography of the county means that many remote communities can be an hour or more from a response during an emergency, and having resident deputies on hand allows for immediate interaction with someone who is a part of the community.
You have to have the right personality, and that's someone who's very patient, who is people-oriented, that can sit down and have a cup of coffee and discuss things, because that's really what people want in their community cops, is they want for them to come down to the station and to discuss a neighborhood complaint and for them to actually troubleshoot it.
You can listen to Undersheriff Bill Hansel Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.